of opportunities in Teaneck in terms of our Batzas HaTorah. Rabbi Adler is over, 40 years in Rabbanus in this town, I think, contributed materially to the very prospect of, of having, these kinds of opportunities. And it's always an important thing in life to be aware of whose shoulders one stands upon. The topic in front of me, in front of us, a week from today, obviously, will be the first of Chanukah, has to do with, I think, a very unusual series of phenomena that we'll discuss this week when it comes to Neros Chanukah. Really, the essential character of the day. Let's begin with the Gemara, where the Gemara says very famously, the first source, "My Chanukah, Tanu Rabbanan bechafei bekislev yomi de Chanukah timnaya inun." There are 8 days. This is a citation from Megillas Tainis to Lola Misved behon, Lola Isanus behon, days where we do not have Hesped or Tainis. Shenichtesu Yevanim lehechal timu kol hashmanim shebehechal. They defiled the sanctuary and all that was therein. As people have noted, it won't be our subject. When there was a military victory, we're not going to deal with the Dinei Taros here. What about Tumahut Ribbit Zibor and all kinds of things, and Tumas Heses? But the assumption is that this would have been a problem. We wouldn't have been able to light the menorah had we not had something where the OU was still, the seal was good. Okay. At some later point, Wednesday we're going to return to this very striking formulation, asam yamim tovim, Behalel v'hoda, the status of Chanukah as a yantif. Those who recall, Rabbi Schwartz was here last year, and he really devoted his entire effort to this line, but I'll just satisfy myself now with Shitas Rashi, and again, we'll come back to this in the context of Wednesday's discussion, which will be the nature, the singular nature, as I call it, of Halel b'mei Chanukah. So Rashi says, lo shasurin b'malacha, right? It's not really a yantif. Yantif always expresses itself in some kind of an iser melacha, right? Whether it's Shabbos of losasa kol melacha, if it's yantif kol melacha savoda, losasu chol amoed, according to many rishonim, about half of them, is also an iser daraisa. Losha asur melacha shelo nikbu ela likros halel velomar al hanisim behoda. So when we say yamim tovim, we mean yamim tovim, not pause. But Yamim Tovim Behalel Behoda, these are days which are consecrated for praise and thanksgiving, and we're going to return to this Shita of Rashi on Wednesday. Now the Rambam begins his presentation of Hilchos Chanukah in a most unusual fashion. And again, this drew an enormous amount of attention, and there are all different kinds of theories as to what the Rambam was trying to do here. In terms of citing the relevant history, is it because of the relative dearth of information in the Bavli that triggered the Rambam as something, or is it because the Rambam very famously writes in the Hakdama to the Yad HaChazakah that this work is totally self-sufficient and all one needs is a Tanakh and a Yad HaChazakah and one can be a good and practicing Jew? He doesn't even cite his sources. And some people feel that that is sort of the linchpin to this Rambam, since there was no canonized work, unlike, for Purim, where you have Megillas Esther, which is a whole topic in its own right. Esther said, Kisvuni Ludoros, she had to kind of fight her way in, past the Chachamim. But be that as it may, the Rambam, therefore, according to that approach, would have to sort of fill in the blanks, because, if you have your Tanakh and you're just your Yad HaChazakah, you'll say, I never heard of Chanukah. That's another very prevalent theory. I don't think either of those things are necessarily true. And I'm going to try to prove that from the language of the Yad HaChazakah itself. I think the Rambam actually has something very specific in mind, which we'll see within this framework. So the Rambam writes, Vayasheni, Kshemalche Yavan Gazru Gezeros Al Yisrael, Bitlu Dasam. So the Rambam begins with the religious oppression of the time. Velo nicho osam lasok b'torah v'mitzvos. Right, and they did not permit them to study the Torah or to perform mitzvos. There are certain mitzvos that they were particularly harsh about, Bris Milah, as we know, and you know Chinuch and Rosh Chodesh and other such things, Shabbos. Lo yinichu osam lasok b'torah mitzvos. Upashto yadam b'mamonam uvivnosayem. And there was also all kinds of financial abuse that went on, and the Rambam seems to be alluding to a certain line in the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Nashim are mechuyavos and there was Chanukah, afein hayu ba'oso andeis. There's a machlokas between Rashi and the Baalei Tosfos. What does that mean that they were involved in the miracle? So one of the approaches is that they were uniquely targeted by the Greeks, right? Who, as the sugya refers to in the first parak of Masach Tuxuvos, that just before a woman was to be married, they took certain liberties, which are very, very offensive. Okay, Pashtu Yadim Mamono Bivnoseyem, V'nichnesu Leheichal, U'partzu Bopirtos V'timu Ataharos, V'tzarlam Yisrael Ma'od Mipneyem, U'lechatzum Lachatz Gadol. The Jews were in dire straits for all of these reasons. Ad Sherichem Aleim Elohe Avosenu, God had mercy upon them, V'oshim Yadam, V'hitzilam. God was responsible for our salvation. The Rambam wants to get that point across as well. V'gavru b'nei chashmonoi, ha-kohanim ha-gedolim, v'haragum, right, these kohanim gedolim were able to kill our adversaries, v'oshiu Yisrael miyadam. So they're sort of the agents of divine salvation in the structure of the Rambam. V'amidu melech min ha-kohanim, right, this is a great controversy between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam seems to celebrate the fact that they not only, you know, avenged the Jewish people, but they established a king with sovereignty. Ishuv lo yasser shevet Yehuda mechokek b'ben Raglav v'chazra malchus the Yisrael yasser al masayim shana l'chor ben hasheni. This is one of these lines that often gets quoted. Right, the Rambam celebrating the idea of Jewish sovereignty. That even though, you know, it wasn't lasting in the sense that, of course, Chorban Bayis Sheni came along, but for 200 years the Jewish people were sovereign, and that's part of the Yeshua, and we should celebrate that. Remember Rav Amital Zecher Tzadik Livracha, you know, every time, you know, the question of the Medina would come up, he would love quoting from this Rambam, you know, to establish, you know, sovereignty as some kind of spiritual value in its own right. Okay, so this is the opening thrust of the Rambam, and as I mentioned, it was subject to great scrutiny. What is the Rambam trying to do here? What is he trying to allude to? What's the significance of this? Is it just, you know, the canonical lacuna, or is it the Bavli that was, you know, he felt was very terse? Okay, so he wants to give, you know, this particular background. The Rambam goes on from here. Hiskinu chachamim shabaosar ador, shiyushmonas hayamim ha'elu shetchilasan chafei bekislev. Again, the Gemara says, yamim tovim behalo v'hoda. The Rambam has a different formulation, which, again, we'll come back to on Wednesday. It's kind of a two-part shiur. He calls them yamei simcha v'halel, and instead of hoda, he uses the expression madlikin b'hananeros be'erev al pischei habatim b'chol layla v'layla mishmon halelos laharos ulegalos hanes. What is the purpose of the maisa hadlaka? Why are we doing this maisa hadlaka? What's the intent? So the Gemara calls it persume nisa. The Rambam says laharos ulegalos hanes. It's a way of outwardly manifesting. Laharos is a very loaded term for the Rambam. Anytime you see Laharos in the Rambam, what are like our immediate associations? Chayav Adam, excellent, right? Mr. Chaitovsky, Laharos as Atzmo, Ki'ilu Hu Ba'atzmo Yatza'ata Mishubad Ritzmayim. The Rambam's triple editing of the standard line in the Mechilta. Okay, we'll come back to that, whether there might be some interaction. Oh, we just lost the people on Zoom. I don't know, I guess they didn't like that point. But in any event, the Rambam wants to say that the Maisa Hadlaka is connected to this idea of Pirsume Nisa, the Nes, you know, that the Rambam alluded to at the beginning of the piece, right, in terms of the, you know, Pachshat. Okay, V'yamim Eilu, Hina Nikra in Chanukah, V'nasurin Behespe Letainis, Kimei HaPurim, V'adlakas Haneros Bahem Mitzvah Midivrei Sofim, Kekriyas HaMegillah, B'chol Yom V'yom B'shmona Hayamim Eilu, Gomrin HaSahalal, more on this on Wednesday, which is the Nusach Sfarad, right? We don't say exactly that Nusach, we say a different one with kriya instead of likmor. Ben Yachin ben Sibor, Abel Bishakriya Salam, Mitzvah Midir Sofrim, Bivarichala, Vishakhanitsav Tzivanu, Kederach Shem Bivarichala Megillah, Vel Erev, Shikovade, Shal Divrayim, Mivarichin Allah. This is a broader sheet on the Rambam that we make brachos and mitzvahs to Rabbanan. How can we say Vitzivanu? So that's also a discussion here in the Gemara and Shabbos. And the Rambam paskins, like the day on that Gemara, that it's based on the pasuk of Al Piyatara Asher Yarucha, Vel Mishpat Asher Yom Lukasasa, Lo Sasar Min Hadavar, Asher Yagidu Lecha Yaminu Smol. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to listen to the Chachamim who establish such mitzvahs. Okay. So the Rambam again has this very strange introduction. And then the Rambam goes on to describe his version of what these days are. Simcha v'halel u'madlikin bahen ha'neros ba'erev al-pischei abatim l'haros u'legalos ha'nes, right, to publicize the great miracle that God wrought on behalf of the Jewish people. I'd like to move to another very curious line in the Rambam, which is actually affiliated with strange P'sak Halacha. Just give me 1 second, Joseph, because I want to get this Rambam in and put them in dialogue with each other, and then we'll be in a perfect position to take your question. The Rambam says something very strange in the next perek. It's sui generis. There's no other line like this in all of the Yadah Chazaka. And it seems to be affiliated with a particular halachic position that is rather shocking. The Rambam says, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Me'od. The Rambam doesn't describe any other mitzvah in such a fashion. Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Me'od. It is a uniquely beloved mitzvah. The Rambam says, let's say, about tzedakah, you know, Chayav Adam Lizar Mitzvah Saseh Shol Tzedakah, Yosem Yikol Mitzvah Saseh Sheba Torah, right? The Rambam says, Ein Lecha Mitzvah Rabba Kipidyon Shvuyim. There are such expressions in the Rambam, but this is singular. Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Me'od. Right, the Rambam's, you know, not like sort of, you know, want to, you know, weigh in any particular way, you know, on the relative value of mitzvos. So it would appear that this has some halachic significance, but the formulation itself is really striking. Vitzarech Adam Lihizar Ba, Kidei Lehodia Nes, Ulehosef B'Sheva Chakel, Here we hear an echo of what we heard in Perek Gimel, that the nature of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah is Laharos Lagalos Hanes. So the Rambam is returning to that same language. Okay, and then he says, Afilu Ein Lo Mayochal Ela Min Hatzdaka Shol Mocher Ksuso Lokeach Shemen V'Neiros U'Madlik. Now the Rambam paskins out of nowhere that a person has some kind of an obligation to sell the shirt off his back to fulfill this mitzvah derabana. When the Rambam was using the language, mitzvah ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad mod, he was obviously setting up, right, this incredible chiddush, that a person has to sell the shirt off his back to fulfill the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah. And again, this is very, very strange. There's a rule when it comes to mitzvah saseh, mitzvah daraisa, which mitzvah Chanukah is not, it's mitzvah derabanan. The Rambam makes that very clear, mitzvah midivrei sofrim, that we don't sell the shirts off our back. There's a principle, hamivazves, al yivazves, yoser mechomesh. There's a 20% limit on a person's assets. You don't sell the shirt off your back, even for, you know, dalim minim or whatever it is. There is a Ran who says that to avoid, it's picked up by the Rama, so there's a lot of traction in Halacha, to avoid violating a lo saseh, actively, the Pasuk says, b'chol me'odecha, so to avoid violating an iser daraisa, you'd have to give away all your money. It's like a person says, you know, I'm going to give you the option, some kind of an anas, you know, and says, you know, I'm going to take all your money, or I'm going to compel you to violate the iser daraisa, you'd be mechuyev to give away all your money. But that's for a lo saseh, not for a mitzvah saseh. It's a mitzvah saseh. And it's not even a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. So the Rambam is suggesting here, something remarkable, that he thinks you have to sell the shirt off your back to be mekayeh. Okay, you don't have to light, you know, it's not mehadrin min haMehadrin, but at least ner yishu beiso, right? So that is a shocking psak halacha. The Notes of Kalim scramble around to try to find like a basis for this Rambam. It's Afilu Ein Lo Mayochal Ela Min Hatzdaka Shoel Mocher Ksuso V'Lokeach Shemen Neiros U'Madlik So the fun of it gets into the famous triage Gemara, Kiddush Hayom, Medlakas Ner Chanukah, Makdim Lik Noshem, Lahadik Ner Chanukah, Alayayin, the Kiddush Hayom, Ho, Shneim, Devei Sofrim, Mutav, Lahakim Ner Chanukah, Sheyeshbo, Zikaron, Hanes, which again is a very fascinating point, because even if you want to say that Yayin is only a rabbinic aspect of the Mitzvah's Kiddush Hayom, that's not every Din Derabanan is created equal. Generally speaking, we give priority to Dinim Derabanan that are part of structures of a Deoraisa, over, you know, dinim derabanan, you know, pure dinim derabanan in that regard. So the Rambam says, but nonetheless, that's what the Gemara means when it says that Ner Chanukah is adif, you know, over Kiddush Hayom, because, you know, it has this element of pure sume nisa. So just to get to you 1 second, the Magen Mishnah tries to explain what the Rambam meant here. And he says two things, which I really think are lovely. I think they, in this case, they tell you a little bit more about the Magen Mishnah than they do necessarily about the Rambam, but I like them both very much because it gives you a certain perspective. So the Magen Mishnah says, what's this whole thing about Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od? Where did the Rambam come up with that? So he says, Amar Rav Huna, Haragil B'Ner Chanukah, Havin Lo Banim Tamidei Chachamim. So what does he say? Oh, you know what makes Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hi Ad Ma'od? It's that the Gemara indicates that somebody who's really punctilious about Neiros Chanukah will be zocha to Barim Talmidei Chachamim. So the Magen Mishnah says, ah, what could be better than that, right? Barim Talmidei Chachamim. I love it. I don't think that's what the Rambam had in mind. I'm willing to bet like a significant amount of money that that's what the Rambam had in mind. But I really like that line because you see the Magen Mishnah. You know, it's interesting, actually, in the Gemara itself, it says, it doesn't say Haragil B'Ner Chanukah. It's actually Haragil B'Ner. And if you look on the daf, there's a machukas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel about whether or not even talking about Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah or maybe both of them. So like I said, the Magen Mishnah is making like many levels of assumption here. Just one more line and then I'm going to go straight over to Joseph. So he says, where did he come up with this massive chiddush lahalacha that you're supposed to sell the shirt off your back for Ner Chanukah? Again, in total, bucking the natural rule, so that's contravening a principle that would even apply to the Raisa. So the Magen Mishnah says he really can't be sure, which is fair enough. But he says, Nira, you know, if somebody would ask me, right? Nira shalamnu mashnis bar per zayin milchos chame to matzah. Myron pointed it out. Shafilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yivchos midalad kosos. V'ata mishum persu minusa. So he says, it seems like he got it from Dalad Kosos. There's a Mishnah at the beginning of Arei Pesachim, Afilu Ani Shebi Yisrael, Lo Yifchos Mi Dalad Kosos. And we assume that's connected right to the Neis of Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we say, oh, if, you know, there, he has to be, you know, Afilu Minatam Chui, you know, this is the most desperate person in Klal Yisrael. The person literally doesn't have a penny to his name. You know, can't scratch two nickels together, and he, you know, has a chiyav in Dalad Kosos, and that's Persume Nisa. So, like, maybe we can make some kind of a Persume Nisa argument for Neiros Chanukah as well. Like I said, I think this is actually not the case, for reasons that I'm about to explain, but the Magen Mishnah is obviously trying. Now, what he meant by this kol shekein, that's a question within the question. He says, and even more so for Neiros Chanukah. But let's pause here. We have our questions laid out for us. What's the introduction of the Rambam? What's Mitzvah Chaviva Hiyad Ma'od? Where did the Rambam come up with this massive chiddush, like you have to sell the shirt off your back to perform a Mitzvah Derabanan? We have our questions, and we'll start to answer them. But first, Joseph, you had a comment.
I have a sort of threshold question.
Please. Good. Okay. Very good. And in the Bavli, there'd be, like you're pointing out, there'd be no doubt what the Nais was, because the Bavli only talks about the Nais, you know, Pach HaShemen, right? L'hayabo l'halik yomachad. But for the Rambam, right, obviously, the plot is thickened. There's no question about that. Yes?
Just two thoughts. You can't compare the Nesu of Hanukkah to the Mitzrayim.
I agree.
I mean, the Nesu of Hanukkah, even the first...
Whatever you think the Nesu is, right, Joseph?
Yeah.
So you're saying, I just want to make sure everybody understands, you're saying this Magen Mishnah, it's like, it's very nice, but, you know, it seems to be a massive leap to get from Dalet Kosos to, you know, Ner Hanukkah. I agree with you.
And then what, you know, Rambam's Chiddush, you know, I'm thinking even of the Mitzvah of Mezuzah, it's the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. If you can't afford it, you're not.
Right. Hamavazvah, Salivazvah, Yosef Mechomosh. Yeah, selling the shit off your back, it's like, you know, very difficult to understand. Just so you know, the Lecha Mishnah, just on the Kol Shekein point, you know, he just says it's very hard to understand what the Rambam is what the Magen Mishnah, excuse me, is driving at, just to put this, you know, onto the record, and then I see Fred has a comment about this as well. It's because of Magen Mishnah, Kol Shekein, Ner Hanukkah, Dadim, Mekidesh, Ayom, Vekasha, the Mai Kol Shekein. Right, who's that? What do you mean? Kal V'chomer, right? Yam, Min, Hanukkah, Dadim, Mekidesh, Ayom, Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Vi, Persume, Nisa. Right, kidar minim begemara, mashen kin bekidesh ayom. Aval dalat kosos diko bebersume nisa, kid the kasa of magid mishnah vade davi kemo chanukah. It's not a kol shekein; it's just the same halacha. Vim kain lo hayol lo magid mishnah lomod hadin bekol shekein elamehu hadin. V'tzarachin, he says, I don't really understand what the magid mishnah was driving at. Like, there's some kal v'chol. If it's true for, you know, dalat kosos, so kol shekein, it should be true for neiros chanukah. So lecha mishnah says, what's the magid mishnah talking about? Like, what's this Kal V'chomer? Yeah, Fred, go ahead.
I'm just going to maybe answer that. Our, obviously, it's, yes, we're trying to make a much bigger deal, but our Kosos, isn't it the Rabbanon? I mean, we know Matzah, Maror, and Pesach,
right,
and Daraisa, but...
Yeah, why do you say it's the Rabbanon? You're not wrong. But what made you say that Dalet Kosos is the Rabbanon? Okay, right. So the Gemara seems to say that, right? So there's a question, you know, with respect to Haseba. You know, when do we do Haseba when it comes to the Dalet Kosos? You know, it's a different Minhagim, Ashkenaz, Farad, right? So there's a big discussion there. You know, our practice, you know, Ashkenazim, so we lean for all of the Dalet Kosos. We'll get to that in the Rambam in a second. But, right, it says, Safek Derabanan, Lakula, right? So the Ran has this famous comment, if Safek Derabban Lakula means that you're not going to practice at all, then you don't employ the Safek Derabban. Okay, so there's certainly a rabbinic aspect to Dalet Kosos, but I'm going to try to make an argument that the Magen Mishnah was not correct in arguing that was the basis of the Chiddush HaRambam of Shoel Umocher Ksuso. So let me read... since Myron pointed out this Rambam before, you know, he was triggered in a good way by Laharos, right? So who could avoid that? So I'd like to suggest that for the Rambam, Dalet Kosos is really a din prati. There's nothing that's extractable from the world of Dalet Kosos to the world of Neros Chanukah. B'chol dor v'dor, the Rambam writes, Chayiv adam Laharos es atzmo, k'ilu hu ba'atzmo yatza'ata, Mishibud Mitzrayim, right? The triple edit of the Rambam. The Mechilta is Chayiv Adam Liros, the Rambam has Laharos, to outwardly demonstrate. Okay. Ki'iluhu bi'atzmo, that doesn't appear in the Mechilta. Yatza ata Mishibud Mitzrayim. Shenemar ve'osanu otzi misham. Ve'aldavar zatziva kadosh baruch hu b'torah. Ve'zacharta ki'eved ha'isa b'mitzrayim. Kolomer ki'ilu ata bi'atzmecha ha'isa eved. Ve'yatzasa l'cheirus v'nifdesa. Lificha. Lefichach in the Rambam means, therefore, and only therefore, as a direct consequence of this din of Laharos, of having to outwardly manifest one's emancipation on an annual basis. Lefichach, shesoid adam alayla hazeh, tzarech lecho belishtos v'hu meisev derech cheros. One manifestation, Laharos, is what we call heseba, okay? That when a person practices that halacha, one is being mekayim a din de oraisa, namely laharos es atzmo ki ilu hu ba'atzmo yatza atam yishibin b'tzrayim, as established by the lefikach. right? By dining in this fashion of chayrus, one is demonstrating outwardly the liberation. Not only that, v'lo od, v'kol echad v'echad, bein anoshim, bein noshim, chayav lishtos, b'lai lazeh, arba koso shel yayin, ein pochsin mehem, v'afilu anya misparnes minatzdaka, lo yifchesu lo me arba kosos. The Rambam says that drinking dalet kosos for anashim and for nashim is also, even if it's a chiyuv derabanan, Fred, it's a kiyum daraisa in laharos, that drinking these four cups, right, in such a fashion, right, everybody was taken out, so it's ben anashim, ben nashim, nashim chayavin bedalet kosos alalu, afhein hayu be'oso hanes, right? So the whole point is that everybody has to participate in this because everybody was taken out of Egypt, and it's a kiyum daraisa in the Rambam's Chiyuv Laharos. So what in the world does this have to do with Neros Chanukah? The answer is nothing. Okay? And, right, because there's a special Chiyuv, it didn't prati, by Yetzias Mitzrayim of Chayavadim Laharos Atzmo, Ki'ilu Hu Ba'atzmo Yetzatam Yishim Mitzrayim. Moreover, the Rambam never says that you have to sell the shirt off your back. In fact, somebody would ask me, does the Rambam maintain that an Ani Shebi Yisrael has to sell the shirt off his back for Dalet Kosos? I would say no. Right? What does the Rambam say? He never says Shoel Mocher Ksuso. He knows very well how to say that. He says that by Neros Chanukah. He says Lo Yifchesu Lo Mi Dalet Kosos Yayin. In fact, this is a discussion between the Balei Tosos and the Rashbam in the first daf of Arvei Pesachim. Right? Some people start their Gemara careers there. Right? Okay. See some people nodding. You know. By the time it came to me, we were Tfilas HaShachar Jews, you have Elul Metzios Jews, you have Tfilas HaShachar Jews, you have Arvei Pesachim Jews, whatever it is. So everybody here knows, right, that there's two different noschos in the Mishnah. Either Lo Yivchos, right, the way that the Magid Mishnah conveniently quoted it, right, that he has some personal obligation, a chuvas hagavra, to attain Dalet Kosos, which led him to believe he's got to sell the shirt off his back. Or Lo Yivchesulo, it's a chuvas hatzibur, that the gabayim who are in charge of the maos chitim, the rabbi will collect and give them to the gabayim. Lo yifchesulo midalat kosos shalayin ayin sham birashbam uvebaliyatosos. The Rambam doesn't say you have to sell the shirt off your back. You don't, in my opinion. It's that they have a responsibility to include him in the mitzvah of dalat kosos. They can't say this guy's poor and you know there's a limited amount of funding. The whole idea is lo yifchesulo. Right? From the tzedakah, me arba kosos. If the Rambam wanted to sell, that he has a chovas agavra to sell the shirt off his back, let the Rambam say that. He knows how to say it. He says it in the context of Ner Chanukah. So again, my contention against the Magid Mishnah is twofold. First, right, the dynamics of Yetzias Mitzrayim are qualitatively distinctive. It's clearly part, for the Rambam, Dalet Kosos is clearly part of a chiyuv d'oraisa. Of Chayav Adam Laharos Atzmo Ki Luhu Ba'atzmo Yatzah Atam Yishivan Mitzrayim. The Fikach you have to eat Derech Haseba, and the Fikach you have to drink Dalet Kosos, which the Gemara says is a din in Cheres. Everybody remembers the famous sugya Kuf Chesam at Beis. Fred, you just referenced this Gemara that right. Let's say a person is Shasan Bevas Achas. The Gemara says you eat Cheres Yatzah, you eat Dalet Kosos Lo Yatzah, and let's say a person drinks them as Dalet Kosos, but he doesn't, you know, dilute them, so that's like pretty awful, because it's just wine of concentrate. It says, Yidei Dalet Kosos Yatza, Yidei Cheirus Lo Yatza. So it's all Kiyum and Cheirus. That has nothing to do, that's not exportable in any meaningful way to the world of Ner Chanukah. And again, moreover, I don't think the Rambam believed that there was a Chovas HaGavra for anybody to sell anything, not the shirt off his back or any other assets that he has or doesn't have, if he's an aniham is parnes minatam choy, for the purposes of dalet kosos. That seems to be a completely unique halacha in the world of Neros Chanukah. We lost the zoomers again. Okay, I don't know. Maybe the Magid Mishnah is hacking me over here. He doesn't like what's going on. But whatever it is. Okay, so I'd like to try to move us in a different direction entirely and suggest like an overarching theory as to what the Rambam had in mind. So again, we have really three questions. We have the introduction of the Rambam, where the Rambam talks about Bayashenik, Shamal Chiyavun, Gazrik Zerus al Yisrael, Upit Ludasam, Velo Inuchosam, Lasok, Betov, Mitzvos. Number one, what's that whole introductory piece in the Rambam? Number two, what's this mitzvah Ner Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hiyad ma'od? Like, that line as much as I would love to believe that it's a product of our love for Banim Talmidei Chachamim, and what could be better, right? It doesn't sound like the Rambam is really talking about that. And thirdly, where did the Rambam come up with this halacha of Shoel Mocher Ksuso, that you have to like start selling the shirt off your back, right? I remember I was telling one of my children about this, you know, halacha. So they, you know, this the oldest one, my daughter. So, you know, so she said, "Daddy, does that mean the person is going to light Ner Chanukah without a shirt on?" Right? You know, it's like, you know, really? You know, it's a strange halacha, right? A very funny kind of an image. But you know, in all seriousness, Hamivazves Al Yivazves Yoser Mechomesh. Like, we have rules in halacha about these things. Or the Rambam, where does he come from thinking that you can, like, you know, somehow, you know, override that issue? Okay, so the Rambam in Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah Perek Hei tells us something very 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 important, and I'd like to suggest that this Rambam in Sefer Hamada, the, you know, very beginning of the Arach Hazaka, is actually the linchpin for understanding anything and everything the Rambam says at the end of Sefer Zmanim, again three Svarim later, essentially in Hilchos Megillah L'Chanukah. But I think this is the critical line in the Rambam. You know, Divrei HaRambam, to paraphrase the Yerushalmi, Aniyim b'makoman v'ashirin b'makom acher. You have to put the Rambam all together. So the Rambam tells us the following. And this too, this language, which is very famous and justly so, I'd like to argue is very consequential. Kol Beis Yisrael, mitzu ben al kiddush Hashem ha-gadol hazeh. Kol Beis Yisrael. Very fascinating line. The Rambam only uses that expression three times in the Yad HaChazaka, Kol Beis Yisrael. Actually, it only appears three times in all of the Chumash as well. It's a very important expression. Kol Beis Yisrael mitzuvin al kiddush Hashem HaGadol Hazeh. This is like a defining national mitzvah. Shenemar v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. It's interesting, there's a whole discussion in the Achronim. Could you argue that Kol Beis Yisrael includes Kitanim? I don't think the Rambam meant that, but you can understand why people ask the question. So what does this mean? Very famously, machlokas between the Rambam and the Smak and the Nimuka Yosef, the Bali Atosis more generally. The Rambam doesn't feel that a person can, quote, be machmir on themselves. The Rambam says that on a number of occasions in this parak, if a person gives up his life when it's not absolutely halachically required to do so, it's completely unacceptable. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik had a very beautiful diak that I heard from my Rebbe, from Rav Rosenzweig. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said it's very striking, the Rambam, and this is very different than the Ramban, when the Ramban discusses in Parshas Emor, B'nitashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael, he immediately appeals to the category of Yiharig Val Yavor, of laying down your life. What does the Rambam start with? Yavor Val Yiharig, right? That the Kiddush Hashem is achieved by V'chai Bahem. Obviously, during the height of COVID, this is something we discussed all the time, that V'chai Bahem generates a Kiddush Hashem. That's the first case in the Rambam. Ketzad, Haro Mi Mekadei Shem Shamayim, unless we absolutely have to, we're required to choose life, which means to do what otherwise would be a violation of Torah. It's obviously not a violation of the Torah to choose life, when the Torah tells you to choose life over any particular Avera. So the Rambam then goes through all the cases that we know, based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, what we call the Gimel Chamuros, and what we call Bifarhesia, when you're in front of 10 Jews, Besoch B'nei Yisrael, Besoch means in front of 10 Jews, and the Anas is looking to get you to violate your religious principles, not, again, L'hanas Atzman, as the Gemara says, but K'dei L'havir Al Hadas. And then the Rambam moves to our case for the day, and please pay very careful attention to the language. The Rambam writes the following, B'shas HaGzeira, V'hu Sheyamod Melech Rasha, Kinebuchadnezzar v'chaverav, v'yigzor gzeira al Yisrael, levatel dosam, o mitzvah min ha-mitzvos, yihareg v'al yavor, afilo achas mishar mitzvos, beinenas b'soch asara, Beinenas, Beino, Leveno of Dekochavim, whether one is in public or one is totally in private with this Anas, with this hostile aggressor. Does this language remind us of anything? The Rambam's description of Shas Hashmad, the Rambam's description of Shas Hagzera, when a person is obligated to lay down their life, as the Rambam says, for any mitzvah in the Torah. It's interesting, Rashi on the Gemara says it doesn't even have to be a mitzvah. He even says, Arkis at the Misana, which is, you know, like a shoeless. Rashi says even a minug you'd have to give up your life for. Okay, that's an interesting nuance in the discussion. But my main point is to try to point out where this language may reappear. Anybody recognize this language? Right, Shas Hagzera, Melech Rasha, Kivun Nebuchadnezzar v'Chaverav. And he's going to oppress the Jewish people. Levatel Dasam O Mitzvah Mina Mitzvos. That's a situation of Yehareg V'Al Yavor. Is there any other place where the Rambam appeals to such language? Oh, yeah. The only other place in the Yad HaChazaka where the Rambam appeals to this language is in his otherwise very strange, seemingly superfluous introduction to Hilchos Chanukah. What did the Rambam say there? Rabbi Sheni, Kshamalcha Yavan Gazru Gzeros Al Yisrael Ubitlu Dasam Velohinucho Osam Lasok Bitorah Uvimitzvos. The Rambam is literally citing verbatim Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. What he's saying isn't historical in nature. It's not because, in my view, you know, there's no Sefer in Tanakh that discusses, you know, Sefer HaMakabim wasn't canonized. I don't think it has anything to do with that. I don't think it's just to recast the story, you know, from the Bavli, which focuses on the Neis Pach Shemen. What the Rambam is suggesting is that Chanukah was a Shas Hashmad. It was a time for Kiddush Hashem. The parallel between the language of the Rambam and Yesodei HaTorah and Hilchos Chanukah, I think, is unequivocal and unmistakable. Now, if that's true, just one second, Joseph, just to now hammer the point home. If that's true, so who is Mechuyav in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? Everybody. Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvin Lekadesh Hashem HaGadol VeHakadosh Hazeh. When it comes to Kiddush Hashem, which is our national and individual response to Shas Hashmad, it's all hands on deck. Everybody is obliged. New halachos emerge. We would literally have to give up our lives rather than violate. So when there's a time for Kiddush Hashem, it requires everybody. Maybe even the Ani Shebi Yisrael. Bishoel Mocher Ksuso, not because it has anything to do with Dalet Kosos. We've demonstrated the Rambam doesn't hold that in Dalet Kosos. Dalet Kosos is a kiyum daraisa and chayav adam laharos es atzmo. The Rambam understood that Neros Chanukah emerges against the backdrop of Chilul and Kiddush Hashem. Everything that we do to memorialize laharos ulegalos anes, however we define that, which is, I acknowledge, an important question, right, is really Lekadesh Shemo HaGadol. And I think we can establish this in a number of different ways. But let me just point out a very famous conclusion of the Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah. So again, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hiyad Ma'od. I'm obviously arguing what makes it so chaviv, what makes it so beloved, what makes it so uniquely important, even to go beyond any mitzvah d'oraisa in terms of shoel mocher k'suso, is the fact that by achieving this mitzvah d'rabbanan, one has essentially been mechayim a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush Hashem. One is bringing honor to God's name and how God vindicated us in the desperate situation. L'chatzim l'chatz gadol acharichim aleihem Elohe avoseinu. But for all of the chavivus of Ner Chanukah, we all know, based on the Gemara, that there's one mitzvah that trumps Ner Chanukah. What is that? If you really have to choose, if a person is in absolutely dire straits, the Gemara very famously says, Ner Shabbos. Why? Because of Shalom Beso. Shalom Beso Adif. Notice how the Rambam chooses to formulate this halacha. Personally, I can't be convinced that it was an accident. The Rambam says the following. This is the famous conclusion to Hilchos Chanukah. Remember Lichtenstein Zatzal telling us he thought it was maybe the most audacious line in the Yad HaChazakah. Hayalafanav ner beso v'ner Chanukah, ner beso v'kiddush hayom, ner beso kodem, mishum shalom beso, ad kan devri ha-gemara. Right? Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Now the Rambam goes on from here, and he expands. Sharei Hashem nimchak laso shalom b'nish l'ishto, gadol ha-shalom shekol ketorah, Nisna Lasso Shalom Ba'olam Shinamar Dirachad Darchinom V'chol Nasivu Sa Shalom. Shalom is the most important thing. The entire Torah is given for the sake of promoting peace in the world. Okay, that gets a lot of attention, and rightly so. But of all of the Ma'amari Chazal, and I promise you, take my word for it, there are thousands of them, you know, lionizing Shalom. Of all of them, which one did the Rambam choose to emphasize? That if you want to understand how great Shalom is, that Shalom is so great that we're willing to do what? To erase God's name. To do what otherwise is, of course, not only Nisr Daraisa, Lo Sasun Kain, La Shem Elokeichem, but we're willing to override, right, Kiddush Shemo HaGadol, the great sanctity associated with God's name. Sharei Hashem Nimchak Laso Shalom Bin Ish Lishto. In other words, the stakes for the Rambam between the confrontation of Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah were enormous, right? There was Shalom versus, essentially, Kiddush Hashem. And the Rambam is saying, Gadol HaShalom, Shalom is so great, as we know, because, as the Halacha dictates in the Sota protocols, Hashem HaGadol Nimchak, we would prioritize, right, Shalom Bin Ish L'Ishto, even over the sanctity of the divine name. When we recite the Al HaNisim, it's unmistakable that this idea of Neiros Chanukah, and then we'll go over to the professor, I'll give him the last word, that Neiros Chanukah is actually an expression of Kiddush Hashem, I don't think is in any way inequivocal or controversial suggestion. V'mei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonayu v'anav Chamda Malchus Yavon HaRishalam Chayisrael L'ashkicham Tarasachol Avir Mechukei Ritzonech. Again, the Shas HaShmad dimension, right, where the Rambam said, right, Bitludasam leinuchem lasok b'torah v'mitzvos, very similar to this passage here from Masechta Sofrim, the Al Hanisim. Yatab recham echarabim amat lambeis sarasam raftes rivam dantet stinam nakamtes nikmasam asayte gibor miyad chalshim rabim tmeyat biyad maatim tmeyat biyad tohrim risham biyad tzadikim zedim biyad oskei sarasacha ulcha asisa shem gadol v'kadosh be'olam echa. What was the result? A Kiddush Hashem? The result of our confrontation with the Yevanim, Lashkicham Tarasecha, Lavira Mechuke Ritzonecha, the result was a Kiddush Hashem, more generally. Now in particular, Chasis Hashem Gadol V'Kadosh Melacholam, Chasis Hashem Shua Gdol V'Furkan Kayom Ezeh, V'Achar Kein Bo V'Nechad V'Rbisech, V'Nu Yisechlach V'Tiris Mikdashech, V'Niku Neros, now we get to the Neros themselves, V'Chatzus Kadshecha, V'Kavu Shmona Asimei Chanukah Elu, Lehodos ulehalel leshimcha hagadol. The entire essence of Chanukah, as you may hallel vehoda, and Neiros Chanukah is a very important prot within that complex, within that constellation, is lehodos ulehalel leshimcha hagadol. It's to be mekadesh shem shamayim. Hence, the structure of the Rambam. He started out with the halacha proving, right, Shemal Chayavan Gazu Gzeirus Al Yisrael Bitludasam V'Loi Nichos Amlasok B'Torah V'Mitzvah. It's a direct citation from Shas Hashmad, a zman for Kiddush Hashem. Hence, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hiad Ma'od, because it's not just the Derabanan Greda, it's not just any Mitzvah Derabanan, but it's a Mitzvah Derabanan that uniquely evokes Kiddush Hashem. And that, when we talk about Kiddush Hashem, it really is all hands on deck. Kol Beis Yisrael, Mitzuvin, Lekadesh, Hashem, HaGadol Hazeh, in my view, it transcends even the Dalet Kosos, which is a Din Prati, which is highly particular to the unique dynamics of Chayav Adam Laharos Es Atzmo, Ki'ilu Hu Ba'atzmo, Yatza'ata, Mishibud Mitzrayim. Hence, mocher kisuso, selling the shirt off your back, because every Jew is obligated to participate in this national moment of Kiddush Hashem. Professor, let me give you the last word.